Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Cosmic Channels. I'm your host, Brayden. This is your Cosmic Call-In Show. We take all your calls about Bigfoot, ghosts, UFO sightings, scary stories, and everything in between every Thursday night, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can find us on YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, Instagram. Listen, we want your calls. The line is 1-833-703-0424. That's 1-833-703-0424. Or if you're too nervous to call, you can always write in your story to cosmicchannelspodcast@gmail.com. That's cosmicchannelspodcast@gmail.com. Look at that. Already a call on the line. Calls take priority. Let's go right to the call. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Joseph the Whiskey Man.
Hey, buddy, how's it going?
Hey, pretty good. I called in last week and told you about some of my mom's spooky things that we heard. And
yeah.
Told you how everywhere she lived, something was going on. I told you this week I called back with my theory.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay, my theory is I'm slowly becoming more and more of a fan of quantum immortality.
Quantum immortality. Okay, do elaborate on this one.
Okay, it's the theory that from my perspective, I won't die until I reach old age. From your perspective, you won't die until you reach old age. Now, how do I put this? I may see somebody else pass away, but from their perspective, it was a close call. You get where I'm coming from here?
You might see someone pass away. You might see... Say that one more time.
It's... From my perspective, I won't die until I get to old age.
Yeah.
Because... Every time I get close to like an accident or getting run over by a car or something like that, it's always just a close call.
Yeah.
But from somebody else's perspective, I was hit by that car or I was in that accident and I passed away. But there was a shift in consciousness that pushed me into a reality where I didn't die.
Oh, see, you're talking like some sort of quantum multiverse where it's like these decisions are not only happening all different ways all at once, but at that focal point in time, you're also splitting in infinite different directions. Based on the observer, So it's like, it's such a weird, that's such a weird thought to go down, because then you also have to think of like, so if I'm viewing this situation and that's just my perspective is you die, but that also changes something for me. Like they would, you know what I mean? Like that would also like everything would be kind of always splitting all at once.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's kind of so weird.
The multiverse theory.
Yeah. Well, it's more than that though. It's quantum multiverse, because it's all happening all at once and splitting
all at once everywhere
instantly. Well, I guess maybe it's not. It's just maybe it's already split and it's like a big spider web. And this is just how we, you know, whatever our electrical impulse, our wave kind of travels down the certain path.
So you're talking about predetermination.
Well, I'm just saying that my perspective of
like going through, I'm like a rat in a maze. You know what I mean? Like if you're just taking my consciousness, I'm just a rat in a maze, and my decisions are like, are, you know, are pre-planned. Like my roots are infinitely planned. The root is planned, infinitely planned. And it's just up to me of which turns I take, but they're all laid out before me. You know what I mean? And this is just me experiencing it. But really, if you pulled back and pulled out of the, you know, our dimension, you would just see it's just like a spider web of decisions I could have made, didn't make, and did make, right? And, you know, in a weird sense, it is predetermination, because if it's all laid beforehand and time isn't linear like that, then is it free will, or, you know, was I destined to be on this path? It's a...
And that's the question that we must ask ourselves.
Yeah. Time is just a linear disc. All right.
But yeah, no, that was my theory was, you know, every time you almost get into an accident or every time you almost die, maybe in one reality you did, but your consciousness got shifted to another reality where you didn't.
You know, I've thought, yeah, I mean, it's interesting because I've had that thought before, like not exactly the same, but of like, you know, I've been in serious accidents where I walked away unscathed, and you're kind of like, that was lucky. That was really lucky. And it's like, did I, or was I crumpled? And just like, because my consciousness continues on, it just pushes me into the next one where I keep going. Like, and it's like, no, reset, restart. You're fine. Don't worry about it.
Your consciousness may have been shifted into an area where you weren't turned into a Braden ball.
Yeah, exactly.
And that could actually almost explain the Mandela effect, how some of us experience and remember one thing, but we were shifted to another reality where things are just slightly different, but almost the same.
Well, I can't remember who told me this, and it always stuck in my head because I'd think about it and try to prove it wrong. But someone said, oh man, I wish I could remember who told me this. It might've been Mr. Conspiracy. I don't really remember. I'll go with it. It was him, but I don't think it was.
Do you really trust his words?
No, but what he said is, he goes, you know, we can't even be sure that the red, when we say we're looking at the color red, we're both seeing red. He's like, because
this is true.
He's like, I've been trained my whole life to look at whatever color I'm seeing there, and that's red. And you've been looked and shown that color is red, but it might be two wildly different colors that we don't know. And then I'm like, no. And then you kind of think about it, and you're like, well, how would I know if I've been told that's red?
It's all perspective.
If all it's perspective, I have no frame of reference from what he sees. I only have frame of reference. And you know, when you're a kid and you get those little cards and, you know, maybe it's yellow for me and I have no idea. And we're just pointing to the same color and we just know that's the same, you know, but they're all different. Like if it's you know, who knows? Maybe, I don't know. Just, those are high thoughts, that's my wild friend. Those are high thoughts.
Yeah, dude, I'm not drunk enough for that.
that's a couple edibles and then sitting there like, what if colors aren't the same?
At least two or three. But no, I tried to get my boy Travis to call in.
Because he's
got Wendigo stories.
So Travis, someone said, Travis, I saw someone. There was someone new in the chat. And he said,
Travis,
my friend Joseph the Whiskey Man recommended your channel. So he was creeping here earlier. Joseph. I don't know if he's still there. But
I've been messaging him.
Hey.
He promised me he'd call in tonight because, like I said, he's got Wendigo stories.
Yeah,
he's from your part of Canada.
Oh, yeah. Well, I want to hear him. Definitely call in to share your stories.
That's what Travis. I told him.
Yeah.
But he said maybe next time. So you know, I'm going to call him a bitch.
Hey, listen, it's, I get it, though, because calling shows is nerve-wracking. I mean, calling radio stations is nerve-wracking, but it's not on this show, man. We're just shooting the shit. It's all good. There's no judgment here.
I told him. Now what I might do is shoot your email out there. I might have him type it out.
Oh, do it. Yeah, if you don't want to do the first one, we can read it on air and then go from there, right? And then once everyone likes it.
Sounds good, brother.
All right, man.
But I'm going to hop off here and I'm going to let somebody else get talking.
Hey. Take care. Thanks for calling in with that theory.
All right. No problem. Have a good one, Braden.
All right. Peace. Yeah. Brandon says high ideas. Yeah, that's exactly what those are. Those are high ideas, 100%. Let's riddle this person with anxiety. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, buddy, it's Brandon.
Hey, Brandon, how's it going?
Good, man. How are you today?
Hey, listen, it's not that bad calling it. It's not that bad. It's pretty easy. It's going pretty good, man. It's nice summer. I was doing some renos to my house all day. Get to come and hang out and do some Cosmic Channels, listen to some cool stories. What about you? How's your summer going?
That's not too bad. It's okay. Not too bad.
Brandon, where are you from?
I was born in Edmonton, and when I called last, I was living in Ontario, but now I'm living in Calgary.
So are you Oilers fans still?
No, man.
All right, good. I'm glad you got over that.
Hell no, baby. Yeah, no, never really was.
Well, hey, Calgary's a lovely city. I've always liked it when I've traveled there. I've always thought it was a very fun city to go and hang out.
Not too bad.
Which quadrant do you live in?
Northwest.
Northwest. Right on, man. What do you got for us tonight? Let's hear the story about your childhood home.
Yeah, for sure. I'll just, like, backstory. I don't know if this is 100% true. I never really looked into it further than what my mom told me. But I guess the house we grew up in was who originally bought the house was, I think, a judge and his wife. And I think the judge died in an accident. I don't know if it was a car accident. For some reason, from when I was a kid, I thought it was a plane accident or something. But it was just like a pretty tragic death of the judge himself. And I know that his wife ended up growing old and dying in the house by herself.
Okay.
So with that being said, my bedroom was his office. I had like a fireplace in the bedroom. It was a cool, like, older house.
And did he was a judge when he passed away suddenly? Like, is that the story?
Yeah. Like, he was a judge, okay. I don't remember if it was a car accident or an airplane accident.
Okay.
But he died and she just, like, stayed in the house until she died too. But growing up, my older brother, his bedroom was in the, on the main floor of the house, kind of off the garage hallway. And he would wake up in the middle of the night constantly saying that he sees this dude in, like, his old timey kind of suit tie and, like, kind of top hat, but not like Slash from Guns N' Roses style top hat, but like an old fancy man hat. My younger brother, I don't know, he says he saw something like that as well. And one night I woke up and I never saw this shadowy tuxedo wearing guy that my brothers claim they both saw, and my older brother said, like, he saw him, like, multiple times, and, like, he still talks about it every now and then when, like, we get together and have beers and shit around the fire. But one night I woke up, and like I said, my bedroom was his office apparently. But I just woke up in the middle of the night one night, and there was at my closet a little old woman with, like, a stack of clothing that she was putting into my closet, it looked like. I shot out of bed and just looked it for the door. And as I turned around to look back at her, because it didn't look like my mom and it certainly didn't look like my dad, it looked into her eyes and it was like two LED white lights for eyeballs. And when I think about it or talk about it, like, I still kind of get those, like, the goosebumps. And,
yeah.
Because it was just such a scary thing to see. I was maybe 11, 12 years old when that happened. And I know for a fact it wasn't like a sleep paralysis or anything like that, because I was up and out of my bed. And so when I saw that, it took me a while to get back to sleeping into my own bed. And I never really saw anything else like that afterwards. But I'd say maybe 3 years later, my parents ended up getting a divorce. And my mom and my brothers and I, we left the house and my dad stayed there by himself. He still to this day says that he would constantly wake up in the middle of the night to hear like footsteps coming up to the upstairs where like my bedroom was and his bedroom is, and he would constantly see shadows in the hallways. And one night he said he was watching TV in the basement and he saw this tuxedo wearing top hat guy out of the corner of his eyes. And yeah, I don't know. That's the story. But dirty old haunted house.
There's two things I want because I'm like, it's the interesting thing is I'm like, okay, with a judge who dies suddenly and like you live in his office or you now live in the house, you kind of think that like if he passed away suddenly, like their job, I mean, they're weighing judgment, they're deciding, you know, custody of children, you know, fates of people's lives, you know, it is a pretty heavy job. So someone that just dies suddenly like that, I wonder if that's the reason why he hangs around the house in kind of his office, is he's like, he had unfinished business and these things were weighing on him. And it's like unfinished work that he felt that he needed to finish, right? Like cases.
And I never even thought of it like that. Yeah. Like, right? Yeah, that makes so much sense. Yeah.
And he dies suddenly and it's, Duchess Doobie says it, heavy is the head that wears the crown. And this person is like passing judgment and it's just, you know, it, all this is weight on them. Cause I imagine, you know, you're sentencing someone to prison and taking away their liberty. Like, I mean, you got to really, you know, you're probably putting a lot into that emotionally and mentally. And then to just die all of a sudden, like maybe there was a case he was thinking about, right? That like he knew something and he wouldn't, you know, he was worried that it wouldn't get dealt with. It's kind of interesting. The other thing that kind of, if you look at, cause I kind of wonder if he was, cause they said it was like old timey, like kind of tuxedo stuff. Barrister clothing, is that what a robes? No, barrister robes. Because in Canada, in the Supreme Court, they still wear like the old timey like robes, like special robes with like the tabs, and it looks really old timey. I'm trying to find a picture.
Well, that's the thing. Like he would say like when we were kids, like oh, he was wearing a trench coat. He was wearing a trench coat. See, but then as we got older, we were thinking about it. We're like, don't they wear like a long kind of?
Yeah, I'll show you. I'll if I can find it. Give me 1 second here. I'll try to. Here we go. Let me pull this up. Like they wear this.
Hey, let me just get back on the screen here. I have it on my phone.
So they wear stuff like this here, showing off here. Boom. They wear stuff like this, right? And the judge is kind of long and flowing too.
Right.
Right. So it's like when you say old timey tuxedo, like, you know, in my head, I go like, yeah, maybe. Like maybe that's but maybe what you're seeing is him dressed in his Supreme Court, like judge's outfit.
Yeah.
Right. Interesting. Anyways. But like, yeah, you see they're like long and flowy. It's really interesting. And then the wife kind of like hanging around too. It makes me wonder if that just like she, you know, how long did this go on? Did it subside?
I stayed there till I was about 13 years old. And it happened mostly with my older brother, like with him seeing what we just call the judge now. And my younger brother every now and then, but it was mostly with my older brother seeing like the guy.
Yeah.
The one night where I woke up and I saw like, to me, I think I saw his wife putting his stuff away in my closet. That's what it looked like to me. Like I don't know. It was, very unsettling.
I'm going to warm your heart a little bit with my theory. So the wife passes away in the house, right? When she passes on, she finds he's still there, right? Like, he hasn't moved on because he's been holding on to his work or whatever it is, right? And so she hung around the house helping him move on to the wherever they you go after, right? Some like maybe she like she that's why you saw her, like she was just doing her normal stuff in another realm, like in the spirit realm, as she's hanging around with her husband trying to get him to move on from this plane of existence. That's kind of my theory on it. Anyways, but
well, that makes sense, man. It was weird. It was cool though.
But pull up some cool. Next time you see your dad or your brother or people who sat, pull up some of those like Supreme Court like gowns and just be like, this like a tuxedo, or is it like this? Like when you say trench coat, because I'm like, I could see maybe thinking like in your head, like trench coat or something. Because you don't see them unless you're in Supreme Court. Like unless you go to the Supreme Court and you're sitting in there, you'd be like, why is everyone dressed up in costumes? Like what's going on?
Yeah, exactly.
So let me know. Let you know, show them that, and then you know, reach back out and let me know. I'm just kind of curious if you know, we can chalk that up to the judge.
I'll definitely do that, man. I'm going to see my my older brother next weekend, so I'm definitely gonna pull that up, because like you said, like the Supreme Court thing, like he kept saying like as a kid, like, oh, it's a trench coat, but I don't think he knew what a judge actually wore. So if that's what it is, and he notices, like he recognizes that shit, it's gonna be cool.
Yeah, well, let me know. I'm curious. I'm curious to find out.
Absolutely, brother.
All right, man, take care.
You too, bro.
All right. Bye.
Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object. Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Hey, see, look, smash that story out of the park, Brandon. No need to have anxiety. All good. Easy peasy. Awesome story. I'm really intrigued now to find out if that was in case, like if that's what they were seeing, a judge in his robes. Lines are open, 1-833-703-0424. Take one or two more calls. I got one story left I'll read. This is... never mind. Call on the line. Calls take priority. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Andrew Hutchinson from Edmonton, Alberta.
Hey, Andrew, what's going on? Sorry, I was just trashing Edmonton for the call before. Love me some Edmonton.
I live here. It's warranted.
I used to live in Fort St. John. I called it Little Edmonton. Looks the exact same, just a quarter the size. But, you know, listen, you got a great mall, phenomenal mall. The water park, chef kiss in there. Great times.
It has roaches and gives you HPV on the feet.
Does it?
Well, they used to. They cleaned it. They had it sanitized.
I was going to say, is that what's wrong with my toes? Is it from the West Edmonton trips? I used to go there. Like, there would be a trip from Kelowna, like, every year with a youth group. And it was basically just a weekend trip to go to the water park. You'd leave Friday. You'd get to West Edmonton Mall, like, middle of the night. You'd sleep in, like, we used to sleep on, like, a church or something. I can't remember. And then you go to the, like, all day you'd spend at West Edmonton Mall, all day. Water park, rides, and then Sunday morning you drive back. And it was such a fun time. I always had good times at the water park. What do you got for us tonight?
Like I said in the chat, I never really believed in ghosts or anything. Like, there's odd things that's happened throughout life. But just last month, me and the wife were just watching Disney Plus or something in the living room. And just through the corner of my eye, I start to see our kid's high chair just start rolling. And it rolled 4 feet. And I looked at my wife and I'm like, did you see that? And she's like, yeah, I'm going to ignore it. And then she just stared dead ahead. And I was like, wow, that was really weird.
What a power move. Nope.
Yeah. Well, poltergeist, who cares?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you subscribe to that, like when you pay attention to these things, you give them power, right? I mean, that would be a good defense if you just like, I saw it and I choose to ignore its existence. that's good.
But that event happening got me thinking. So before, like maybe 2 months before that event, I was in my basement and then my kid called me. So I went running upstairs and I got a bunch of posters and stuff down my hallway in the basement. And one of the posters flapped when I turned around up the stairs and I turned around and looked at it and I seen it kind of flapping a bit. I was like, oh, okay, that's probably from like wind pressure. And I got to the top of the stairs and something told me just go back down and do it again. And I ran through that thing a whole bunch more times and I couldn't get the poster to move. And I was like, oh, well, it must have been just the right conditions and stuff. And then a couple days later, I'm just walking up the stairs, poster moved again. Again, I just, maybe it's the air vents. I just dismiss.
Yeah.
And I was just like, but when after I seen the stroller move, it's like my brain started connecting things. Like one time I put a cup on the counter in this house and I watched it slide 3 inches. And I was like, what the hell? It's not sloped, it's perfectly level, but who knows, right? I was like, took out the dishwasher, maybe there's some physics about heat, but...
My head, I was like, you know, sometimes when you have a cup and it's got a little bit of water on the bottom, and you put it down, mm-hmm. it kind of like, that surface tension, it just kind of like rolls on the water a little bit. But you would see that, you would have that happen like all the time. Like you would see that.
Yeah, one time.
Yeah, that's very strange. What's the, people are in the, people want to know what's the poster of?
Oh, it's actually a Deadpool poster. Hold on, I'm going to look at it so I can describe it better. It's a Deadpool poster riding on a unicorn, flying over top of a giant Tyrannosaurus Rex that is spewing out cats and dogs from its mouth.
Yeah, it's perfect yeah. Deadpool poster. Yeah. No, it's kind of interesting because it does sound like you have something there that's, you know, trying to get your attention.
Well, there's one more thing, and I honestly wasn't going to call, but the last caller said something. It kind of, like, changed at the end to, like, that judge.
Yeah.
But he said, like, the man in black. There was another time, like, I used to have sleep paralysis and night terror, so I usually write off anything from sleep because the brain's kind of a funny thing.
Yeah.
But I was napping in the basement, woke up, and then I was playing a game called Torn on my phone, and in my peripherals, I could kind of, it looked like maybe my wife was standing at the... far into the hallway, but I was, well, whatever, I'm going to ignore you and keep playing. I'm doing something right now, lady. And then it no longer looked like my wife. It was clearly a shadowy man with a bowler hat on. And as soon as I brought my eyes up, it was gone. Like when I went to look outside of the peripherals, disappeared. But I was like, baby shadows. It's like, I just woke up.
That's
like,
fucking Lou, that's like, Lou Bega. All the way Lou Bega himself, the hat man. It's in your house.
Yes, I remember podcasts about you guys talking yeah. about the Hat Man. And then when the last caller said something, it clicked something in my head. I was like, no, maybe this guy's fucking with me.
You, brother, you almost became a lyric in Mambo Number 6, if you're not careful. It's going to be a little bit of Andrew.
Yeah, there's a whole, like, I lived in a other house before, too, and it's where I actually... like my teenage house where I grew up on the north side of Edmonton, and that's where I started having sleep paralysis when I started sleeping in the basement of that house. I used to wake up feeling like that weird scared feeling. I can't move, I can't scream, and I would either get a weight on my chest or a weight on my legs, but would feel like 15 minutes it would go away. Didn't think much of it because I just, you know, I'm a high anxiety type of person. But my buddy got kicked out of his house when he was a kid and he was staying with me, and he experienced the same thing in my basement.
Oh.
My mindset for the longest time was he's just mimicking me, copying me, maybe like, you know, trying to be similar. A lot of people do that.
Yeah.
But ever since that stroller moved, my brain is fired in different ways.
Yeah, you're just like, you're thinking it's like, you know, are these things connected? Is there something here that's trying to make contact? I mean, listen, it's tough because you're like, it's one of those things where you're like, when you have something like this happen, like for me, like, cause I grew up in a haunted house, my parents' house was haunted, stuff would happen and you'd be kind of like super creeped out and like, you're like, ugh, I don't like, but then in the back of your head later, you're like, I want it to happen again because I want to experience it again. Like, was I crazy? Like, was it something else that I just like misinterpreted? So you get this like kind of dual emotion of being like, I want it to happen again, but then it happens, you're like, I don't want it to happen anymore.
I think I want it to happen again so I can have concrete proof. Like if I could get video of it, it'd be so good. But like, I think if I see it again, I'd probably shit myself.
What's, and it's funny because my parents always dismiss, like when me and my brother would tell them, like, yeah, you guys' house, and they still live there. Like, your house is, something's there. Like, it's weird. Something's there. And my parents would always dismiss it. They're like, no, you guys are, you were kids. And I'm like, no, like I've gone there as an adult and had not fun times. And they have renters, and the renters called them while they were visiting me, and they're like, is there someone upstairs? And I'm like, see, I told you, there's someone walking around up there. It's the freakiest shit ever. That house is haunted.
That's wild.
But hey, Andrew, thank you so much for calling. Keep your eyes peeled. Like, looking for signs. I mean, you can also look up, there's probably different ways if this thing starts to, you know, as it starts to feed on your attention and stuff, if it gets bolder and stuff, fuck, smudge that, smudge it, buddy. Get it out of there. Unless it's attached to some sort of object in the house, right? Like, you might have to go through and did you go into, start thinking back to any flea markets or antiques you bought once this started happening? Is there something new in the house? Sense of stuff, you know, you're going to have to start putting your mind to that because, you know, you might, if you want this thing gone, I mean, yeah. If it's something attached to something.
I'll have to start deep diving.
Yeah.
All right, well, you continue on the show. You have a good night, brother.
Hey, keep me posted on what's happening. Take care of yourself.
Will do. Okay, bye.
Awesome. Listen, beginnings of a poltergeist, it sounds like to be. Careful with that. I always think that they start small to, they feed on that attention, right? And that attention either gives them power or makes them more bold. Lines are open, 1-833-703-0424. I'm going to read this quick. We're not even going to have to because we're going right to the caller. Caller on the line, call us a priority. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Fuck you, I called. Chris from Irvine, California.
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
It's going well. How about yourself?
Oh, not too bad. Just chilling here on the nice Thursday evening. Have a nice drink. Waiting for some callers.
Yep. I saw that your stream was a bit lonely, so I decided to call. I don't know, Skinwalker Bigfoot story.
Ooh, let's hear it. I'm excited.
All right. It might be a short one. 2 years ago, driving down from Bryce Canyon in Utah, it was about 7 p.m. It was a bit dark. It was a dual carriageway highway. So one way went one way and the other one went the other way.
Yeah.
And I was getting tired. And I told my wife, I'm like, hey, I'm going to pull over. You're going to, you know, take over the drive because we're driving to Grand Junction, Colorado. We couldn't make it. And as I kind of like out in the distance, I kind of see the now you're leaving Bryce Canyon sign. I decided to kind of like pull over. As I'm doing that, I see this brown figure walk across. And, you know, at first I was like, I must be tired. But I just kept driving because I kind of froze in fear. And then like 30 minutes later, once we hit like the main highway, my wife looks to me and says, did you see that thing that crossed the road? And we both kind of like froze for a second. And so she saw what I saw and we still can't explain it until today. What we saw, but I for sure as hell saw some like big figure that crossed the road.
Well, the weird thing about that too is like you both had that, it sounds like you both in the initial like seeing it both had doubts of what you saw, so you're just kind of sitting there
we both kind of kept quiet and try to figure out what it was, but that's like probably the craziest thing I have. Although I do have a question though.
Yeah,
so a case file many, many, I want to say maybe 1 or 2 years ago, you guys did Princess Diana.
Yeah.
You mentioned that the car was stolen a day before or 2 days prior.
That crashed into her?
The car that crashed, the limousine that they were in.
Yeah, something like that. I don't remember the details to it, but I'd have to quickly refresh. But yeah, something like that. The car was.
Yeah, because I was thinking like, because you also mentioned that. I guess the driver passed out, so I was just curious. Maybe it was like a botched, because here in Southern California, we have catalytic converter robberies. So I was thinking, I'm like, well, maybe they're trying to steal the catalytic converter and they had a exhaust leak into the vehicle and then everyone passed out.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking, it's like, yeah, it was... Yeah. It was stolen, and it was stolen at some point, but the accounts vary of when it was stolen. So yeah, maybe something was tampered. I mean, that's kind of what we thought, is that, you know, maybe something was tampered with it, especially if they had to rebuild anything. Like you said, that would be a perfect way. You're just like, and we'll leak this exhaust into the car, and everyone gets a little sleepy.
Yeah, yep.
But
that's pretty much it. But I'm grateful for you guys. You guys kept me going during COVID, and then now when I have long work hours, I tune into the podcast. I appreciate the work.
Appreciate it. Well, I got more questions for you first before you go. Yeah, I'm not letting you off that easy. So when you guys saw this figure, like large across, walking across the street, what was your?
Yeah, no. So I want to say about like 8 to 9 feet tall, long arms.
Yeah.
So whatever it was, like the arms extended, I want to say maybe close to the knees.
Yeah.
Or even past the knees. But it's weird. It didn't have like a shape. It was kind of like, it just sounds strange because I shouldn't believe in this stuff. I'm a guy of science, right? I'm an engineer. And I kind of joke around with the whole Bigfoot stuff. And I know it's like, it could be a load of BS, but like, I know what I saw.
Yeah.
And as it walked across, like, it couldn't hold a shape, so it was kind of fuzzy, right? Like almost like something, like the space around it was being distorted.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Now,
it was quick, you know, like it was quick.
It was moving. Like, was it running or was it like just walking with purpose?
It was walking with purpose because, like, you got to imagine if you have a long stride, right? When you walk with purpose, you're moving at a, you're covering a lot of space, right?
Yeah. So, especially if you're that tall, your gait is enormous.
Right.
I still always think though, like, and this is, I'm not knocking anyone who gives a Bigfoot description has seen it. I'm just like, I always just, you know, someone, and I won't take full credit, a friend of mine, I wish I, Skeena Renegade, I think he's on Instagram, he's a Bigfoot aficionado. He just loves Bigfoot. He kind of turned me onto the theory of like, he's like, you know what? I don't think they're as big as they're reported. And the reason he said is, and you know, this is like, I don't know how tall you, but like, when's the last time walking around you saw someone like 6'10"?
Yeah, right? I'm 6'1" myself. No,
have you seen someone who's like that tall in real life?
I remember being in an elevator once with like some like Wisconsin football players.
Yeah,
and I felt tiny.
And
those guys were like,
it's shocking. It's quite shocking when you actually run into someone that tall. Yeah. Like, even we're not even talking like there's people who crack 7. And I'm just talking like high sixes, like really high sixes. It's almost shocking how large they are. Now, if you put yourself out of the safety of like your home or society and threw yourself in the woods and you threw someone 6'10" in the woods with you, at a distance, what is your brain doing? Your brain's going like, this is the fucking biggest person I've ever seen. The biggest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. And there's plenty of parallax, you know, like, especially when you look at things closer to the horizon, like the moon, right?
Yeah.
It looks massive. And then if compared to like the moon being alone in like space, it looks smaller, right?
Yeah.
So you can imagine as this is like a dual road and it's like there's, you know, canyon wall on either side. Like anything that in the distance is going to look bigger because it's occupying more of your peripheral view.
Well, and the other thing is, I'm like, the name's Bigfoot. Like if the foot's proportional to the body, is it really a Bigfoot? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Like that, when that's the, that's the feature. Like that's the feature. Everyone's like Bigfoot. Right. Like,
yeah.
It's like, listen, Shaq has a Bigfoot. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. No, for sure. Or, you know, yeah, but it was a cool road trip. We road tripped the, you know, Southwest. We did, California, Zion, up to Colorado, through the Utah, and then down to White Plains, New Mexico. Went to Roswell. Right. So you know, got to do a lot of cool things. I have a funny story along on that road trip. We were going to Roswell, and I was falling asleep, and my wife was driving. And then next thing you know, I see these bright lights, And I'm like, oh my God, it's going to happen. Like, this is it. You know, like, this is so cool. And we ended up getting pulled over and she got a pretty fat ticket. And long story short, you know, for anybody who gets a ticket outside of California, they did report it to California DMV. So our insurance went up because she didn't do traffic school. So that's a, I always hold that over her head. I'm like, man, you should have done traffic school because now we're paying double for insurance because of you.
Oh, you got a way better line is anytime she's driving, you should go, I can tell you haven't done traffic school.
Yeah, <it's a> good
that's a fast ticket into the doghouse. But that it's a cool story to see something like that and be someone who's skeptic and then see have a sighting like that and be like, well, maybe. You know, maybe I don't know what I saw, but it kind of changes your perspective a little bit. So it's a phenomenal
story.
Yeah,
for sure.
Thank you so much for calling in with that.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you, Mike.
All right, man. Take care. You seen Bigfoot in the woods? I want to know about it. I love Bigfoot calls or just any kind of creature calls. That's one thing I really am going to try. I want people in the hunting community. We're missing those stories. And those are stories I want to get because people who go hunting, you know, I've heard some of the craziest stories from people hunting. They'd be like, I don't know what this was. I don't know if it was an animal. Didn't sound like an animal I knew. And just being terrified out in the woods. Calls take priority. Let's go to the calls. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hey, turn off the live stream in the background. What's going on here?
My bad.
Was this amateur hour over here? Come on.
Well, so long time listener, first time caller. I've been listening to you guys for, oh gosh, since like 2018.
Right on. What's your name?
I love the stuff that you guys do. It's amazing because a lot of the stories that you guys talk about that I hear, it's like I've been through that a lot.
Oh, right on, man.
I come from a pretty big family. I think I come from like 12, just brothers and sisters.
12 brothers and sisters?
I have two stories.
Holy.
Yeah. My dad liked to have kids for some reason. He wanted a football team, I guess.
He's got a starting lineup there. What's your name and where are you calling from?
So my name is Joseph. I'm from Central Wisconsin, Stevens Point.
Right on. And what do you got for us tonight?
So I have two short, I guess kind of short, depending on how you guys see it, but two short UFO stories.
Ooh, yeah, let's get into it.
So the first UFO story was when I was about 10 or 11. I went down to the Wisconsin Dells with my family. At the time, it was only four of us. And mom and my dad were driving back from the Dells going back into our hometown. And also my dad's like, what the hell is that? And he's like touching my mom like, hey, like look in the sky. She's like, oh, that's kind of fucking weird. And then my dad, we were in a minivan, and he's like, kids, come up here, you know? And he's like, come look at this guy. He's like, we kind of looked at me and my brother, and we're like, what? You know, we didn't really see anything. And then we just kind of stayed there and watched for a little bit. He's driving and, like, staring at the road, but staring at the lights, I guess. And all of a sudden, these three lights popped up in the middle of the sky. And we're like, oh, that's pretty fucking weird. And also, another pair of three lights popped up, and that's when me and my brother kind of got like weirded out. Like, okay, is this a UFO? Like, the hell is this? So we're just sitting there waiting. My dad's like, just keep watching. He's like, they're gonna hit each other and they're gonna spark. I'm like, wait, what? No way. So yeah, we kept watching, and all of a sudden we saw three lights on both sides, like a left side and a right side, and they just kind of made this weird like 180 turn. And they collided, and you could see sparks pop off.
That's so
and then
weird.
They go away, and then they come back again, and then go away. And that happened for about, I want to say, probably like a minute driving. And by the time we got to the major highway, then they just disappeared. They just slowly faded out.
I mean, that's such a weird, unique sighting, especially because your parents... I mean, you probably picked up the vibe from your parents that something's like a little amiss with this in the first place, being 10 years old and just like their excitement level. But it's so, like you're looking at space Beyblades. Like, what the hell's going on with that? Like, I've never heard of them coming together like that and you know, colliding and sparking. It sounds like something was malfunctioning because the weird thing about that is like you hear there is stories of these, you know, you'll hear like three or five lights and they come together and form like one and shoot off, or one splits into five and they shoot off in all different directions. Right. You hear all that, but you never hear of like, it's almost like, you know, there's something's wrong and they can't come back together.
Yeah, it's kind of how we saw it. We're just like, it just seemed very odd because like we've seen stuff before since we were like 6, 7 years old. And like I was born and raised in Stevens Point, so like I know this town. I've been around here. I've been throughout the whole state of Wisconsin, and I'm like, okay, well that's odd. Like I've never seen anything like that before.
Well, even the description, I'm just trying to think of like that's what comes to my brain is like it's like the UFO accounts where everything comes together, but something was amiss with these, and like that's why it was creating these sparks. Because like, listen, I'm gonna surprise everyone listening. I'm not an aerospace expert in planes and aerodynamics, but I would think that like open visible sparks in air on a craft, not the best, right? Like,
right. Like
not ideal situation for sure. You know, like if your turbine or something is sparking, like, I don't think that's what you want to see. So it's just, it's so interesting. And you're saying like that, how many times did that happen where they would come together and then split apart?
I think, I gotta think about a second, like 3, maybe 4 times.
And then what happened?
It's kind of hard to remember back then, but.
Did it finish? Did they fade out? Or did you guys just like, your dad was like, all right, we're leaving kind of thing?
Well, it's weird. So like that road, like you have to take it straight and then get up on a highway after. So like he didn't really like, oh, okay, no, we got to go. He's a very supernatural person. Like we've seen ghosts. We've seen Lela Shusa. It's a witch. It's from South Texas. Like that's just stuff that we grew up. I've seen it a couple of times. It's kind of fucking weird.
Sorry.
They start screeching at you.
Hold on. Pause. What is this thing called?
Lela Shusa.
Lela Shusa?
Yeah, like Shusa.
Shusa. And where is this thing?
Yeah.
Where is this thing?
Southern Texas. It's like by the border of El Paso.
And what is the story with this thing?
So like this story, this creature is, it's a witch.
Yeah.
It's basically just a witch.
So like it's someone like practicing magic, or what's their deal?
I never got the full story on it. All I know is that it's always a woman and they always have red hair. And they usually come for, like, you know, people who are, how do I say it? Like, they're kind of like under distress, or they're like stressed out, or they're a little more keen on the supernatural sense. So they kind of drag them out. They talk to them and try and, you know, pull them away from where they're at. And then the nights is when they take them. It's a really weird thing. I never thought I'd, like, my dad told this and I thought it was tall tales. I was like, yeah, okay, you're lying to me, whatever. And then I go down there for my grandpa's funeral, and it was the day of it. At night, I'm sitting with my my family there, and my aunt on my dad's side goes, oh, here she comes. And my dad's like, who, you know? And he thought it was his mom. And then my other uncle went like, god damn it again. And all of a sudden, all you can hear is just like, rah! Just like a big screech from like high altitude. And I was like staring at my aunt, like, what in the hell is that? She's like, that's what Lela Shusa. I'm like, the witch? She's like, yeah. I'm like, okay. Like me and my brother stared at each other, like, okay, this is actually real. Like my dad wasn't lying. And you can see like this, like kind of like an owl man, but more slender. And it was gold with red eyes.
Oh my goodness. And is it like, yeah. What does she do? Does she's just after, like, does she snatch people?
She tries to snatch people up and like take them away to her den to like do whatever she does there.
Oh my goodness.
And I guess the way to bring Lela Shusa down is to say a prayer backwards in the Bible. And I guess my grandma did that once and that happened. That's a whole nother story that takes like forever.
Oh my God. You have to say the backwards?
Yeah. And well, my grandma's Hispanic, very Hispanic. So she said the prayer backwards in Spanish, and I guess she knocked one down.
Oh my.
My dad got to see it, I guess. Yeah. It's a bigger story. I'll probably call it next time.
Yeah. Oh my God. We got to get to the bottom of that. Holy. Terrifying.
Yeah. Southern Texas is a very, like, very supernatural place. A lot of weird things happened that I never thought I'd have to go through. And it was, it's cool, but I'm also just like, oh my God, like, yeah, that shit's real. Like, that's real.
Well, it was, I mean, like, we've been to Austin, and that's as far south as I've been. But even like Austin, I was like, man, some of the hotels and stuff we went to and some of the things I did, I was like, oh yeah, I could definitely see some ghosts. And like, we would talk to some people who like worked in the building. They're like, oh yeah, we see shit. We see shit all the time. It's fucking creepy as hell. And you're like, you want to talk in camera? They're like, absolutely not. You're like, okay.
Yeah.
But like, there, the tons, like everyone we talked to was like a believer in the supernatural and like the weird. So it was super cool. So back to your UFO, you see this thing, and how does that change you after you see this? It's stuck with you for a long time afterwards.
Yeah, like I'm 27 now. I was about 10 when I saw that one. And like ever since then, I mean, I always stare at the stars. And like when you guys say, you know, keep your eyes in the sky, it's like I've been doing that for years. I'm like, I've seen some really crazy stuff that I couldn't really comprehend or like even try and figure out, like, oh, you know, maybe it's a satellite or maybe it's just a plane really high altitude that I can't understand or, you know, yeah, see it clearly.
And again,
but ever since I was a kid,
I'm a huge preacher of it. If you haven't seen something that you can't explain, that's because you haven't been keeping your eyes on the sky. Go out on a nice night, get out of the light pollution, and you just go sit and stargaze. And I promise you, if put in some hours and you will see something that night. You will see something where you know, you're going to go, oh, satellite. Ooh, shooting star. Ooh, that look plane. Right. And then all of a sudden you're going to see something. You're going to go, oh, satellite. And it's going to do a U-turn or something. And you're going to go, wow, what the fuck was that?
Yeah, what
was
that?
And you look at everyone and you go, did you see that? And they go, yeah, what is that? And they're like, what does that? It's too high. Like it's as high altitude as the satellite. What was that? And everyone goes, I don't know. That was weird. You will see stuff like that. You just got to go out and put out the time.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like I said, ever since I was a little kid, my dad's always been kind of a supernatural person. Like, you know, ghosts and demons and stuff was a big thing when I was growing up. And, you know, as we kind of got older, my dad's like, you know, look at the sky. He's like, you see that? I'm like, yeah. He's like, okay, that's a satellite. He's like, then he kind of took us out. There's a place where I live by that, you know, you can kind of get out where the light pollution goes away. And we just kind of sat there for a while and we're like, Dad, why is that star moving in a circle? And he's like, yeah, it's probably a UFO. Don't worry about it. Just really nonchalant. And it's like, oh my God, like that's terrifying.
Yeah.
But my second story is also kind of small. It was only 3 years after this one. So I was about 13. I had a birthday party I had to go to. So I went there and I did my stuff. And then my dad came to pick me up. I was about 30 miles away from where my hometown is. And we're on the back road, so there's not a lot of light pollution at all. And we're driving down this road, and there's a big, bright light in the sky. And it's, like, shining through our van. My dad's like, oh, it's probably just a plane coming into the airport. I think there's an airport probably about half an hour away from me and a little bit of ways behind us, too. So it's okay, whatever. I didn't really think about it. And as we kept on getting closer, the light never moved, and it just stayed. And I'm like, that's kind of weird. He's like, don't worry about it. You know, we kept on driving. And then as we got closer to the light, there's a radio tower in this cross section, like a crossroads.
Yeah.
And we had to take left. Yeah. So once we took that left, the radio tower was on my right. And when I looked up, there was this, like, it kind of looked like a yellow submarine, like from the Beatles, but not the color, just like the shape of it.
Yeah.
And there was three windows in the middle. And like exhaust ports in the bottom. And it was just stationary, like staring toward the radio tower as if it's just kind of like listening to things. And my dad stopped him and he's like, what the fuck is that? And my brother looked out too and he's like, what the hell? And me being a kid, I saw a car come behind us and I was like, Dad, we got to go. You know, like we're kind of blocking up people to try and get back home. It was late at night. It had to be about 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. And, you know, not even like 15 to 30 seconds later, my dad went up, took a roundabout, came back, and it was gone.
That's so weird.
Completely gone.
I mean, we've had a couple callers now that have seen things. You know, we had a caller talk about seeing something like draped over a tower. And it looked like they said it looked, and then it left. And, but they, like, it looked like a creature, not a ship. And then we've had other, you know, stories of people calling in like with ships around radio towers and stuff. And I wonder when they come in, if they get close enough to these things, if they're just picking up basically all transmissions, all calls, you know, everything going across that's
right.
being sent.
Right, listening to us, like what we're doing on a daily basis to kind of understand who we are and what we
do. Yeah, or just downloading information and stuff. Like it would be such an easy source for them to connect. And maybe it's just one of those things where they see the tower and then they're like, oh, this tower is emitting. And they're curious about it, right? Because they're like, you know, as you would if we went and we were like, you know, all of a sudden there was a structure on an anthill, we'd be like, are they broadcasting something? And we'd listen in, we'd bring equipment to be like, what is it? Right. I can imagine that they would be interested in our technology, just like, not even if it's, cause it might be so primitive to them that they're just like, oh wow, that's what they're doing with this stuff. Cool. Like
they're using it in a different way that they would have done it.
Yeah. And they're like, oh,
the phone that they have, it is completely different from 100%. How we use it.
So it's really interesting to see, you know, and people, it's interesting because I'm like, you know, those radio towers and stuff, a lot of people. So it's like, you know, if you know where one is, like keep an eye, just, you know, just start making it a habit. If you have a drive after work or something and you see, like, you know, there's one in this area, like just at night or stuff, just throw it a glance every now and then, right? You never know what you're going to catch, because we get tons of stories of people seeing this kind of stuff around radio towers and stuff. So very interesting, man. Thank you so much for calling in. And please, please call in again and let's get into the witch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that one's a crazy one. There's a bunch of stuff from Texas that I got like a bunch of more of stuff that's happened. Like, I'm 27 now. All this stuff started happening when I was like, six.
Do you find yourself
like 21 years?
Do you find yourself more sensitive to like the paranormal than other people?
Not really, more in the sense like it's a lot more like side glances. My brother and my father, like my dad and my brother aren't baptized, and my dad always said that since you're not baptized, you know, the veil isn't there anymore. Like the veil is gone.
Yeah.
So like they have more of a cuteness to it. Whereas I got baptized when I was four, and after like four, it took time and weird things happened to our family. My dad found a Civil War rifle and some weird stuff started happening after that in an old house that we had. But
hey, it sounds like you got a whole bunch. So feel free. Let's keep calling in and we'll get through them all. Let's get them all recorded.
Yeah. Like I said, kind of nervous. It was first time calling. So I was like,
hey man, it's all good.
I'm like, okay, I'm going to do it this time.
Yeah. See, it's easy. Now that you've done it, you're like, yeah, it's easy. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, not bad at all. But right. I'll let you guys go. You guys have a good night and keep on going.
Hey, you too, man.
I love this show, man. It's amazing.
Hey, cheers. Thanks. I appreciate it. And take care of yourself. And we'll hear from you again.
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
Good night.
Take care. Oh, man. Listen, I really want to get in the witch, but we'll save that. We'll spread the love across. Please call back with that story. I love that shit. I love fucking when people are like, you ever hear this witch? Like, no. Terrify me, please. But that's going to be the end of Cosmic Channels tonight. If you're looking for ways to help Cosmic Channels, there's a whole bunch of ways. You can head over to any one of our social medias, like, give us a follow, share a post, leave a comment, join us on the live streams and just get in the chat, ask questions of the callers. All that stuff helps boost the algorithm. You can also head to paypal.me/cosmicchannels, donate right to the show. Everything we raise for the show goes right back into the show. And the other way, it's free. It's a little bit time consuming, but it really helps the show. Go and hit us up with a 5-star review on Apple or Spotify. You know, leave a nice word or two like these people. We've got a 5-star review from BlackCat620. 5 stars. Interesting. Enjoy all the experiences. Fun podcast. Supernatural. Haunting. Just listen. Thank you for that, Black Cat. And we got this one from Shadow Ursi. Mind-tingling horror. 5-star review. Don't feel alone out there with your wild stories and creepy sightings. Cosmic Channels is packed full of cryptic sightings, UFO, and Lou Bega hauntings. The host, Braden, does a fantastic job editing and taking callers. If you ever felt unheard by friends or family, give him a call and let the world hear your story. Our modern podcast age, Art Bell. Thank you, Braden, for doing an awesome job. Really appreciate those 5-star reviews. Keep them coming. They really help the show out.
But that's it for this week. We will see you next Thursday. The cosmic lines are now closed.
Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at SweetTango.com.